and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today, the New Year's podcast series continues as we chat with Mary Ann Yule, President and CEO of HP Canada, and John Camilleri, Vice President of Commercial Channels at HP Canada. 2016 was HP's first full year as a company separate of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and Mary Ann and John will take us through the highlights of that year and discuss the changing markets for both PCs and other devices, and also print, including managed print. They also offer some thoughts on where 2017 will take HP Canada and the Canadian channel. So let's get right into it. My interview with Mary Ann Yule and John Camilleri. All right, Mary Ann, John, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Robert.
An interesting year for HP, the first full year for HP as an independent organization, and Mary Ann, for you, first year at HP. Can you share from your perspective kind of some of the highlights of the year that was 2016?
Sure, I'd be pleased to. Yes, I joined HP almost a year ago, 10 months ago or so, and it's a really exciting time at HP. As a new company, to be able to transform ourselves, and for me personally, part of the transformation journey is really exciting. So if we look at the great things we've done, predominantly, I guess the most important thing for me is that HP delivered on all its commitments to the customers, to the channel partners, to the community at large. So that's very exciting that we set out a bold agenda focused in three core areas of our strategy, which are our core business, to grow business, and then to have a future with new and innovative technologies. And innovation throughout all of it is a thread, but different stages of that innovation horizon or journey. So that's been extraordinarily exciting for me. And some of the great things we've done is, you know, we set out to reinvent everything. Our industry, our company, our products, our services, our solutions, our culture, ourselves. And we're really proud of the good work that's been done and that we delivered on those results.
It's an aggressive first year, and it's a return to the vendor community for you. What's it like? What's it been like to be back on the vendor side of the world again?
Oh, it's been awesome, actually. I mean, HP is a great company. It's an amazing company. It's a great brand with, you know, really good people. And as I said, this great reinvention and reinvigoration and transformation of the organization has been great to be part of the journey. Being at the vendor, because I've spent years in the reseller community as well as at distribution, it gives me a holistic view of how the entire value chain works. And for me, it's exciting because I can help move the organization forward, understanding that the different elements of the value chain, how they behave and where they need the vendor support or who has value where, mm-hmm. to ensure that we optimize the experience for the end customer at the end, ultimately, because that's the ultimate goal for all of us. So for me, it's exciting because I get to see it holistically and be able to imbue my experience and solicit experience differently from our partners. The partners have been great as far as that, because I come from them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll say something and they know that I understand it, or we have a different kind of dialogue. And my team is so receptive to that and always interested in furthering that customer delight, that we're all working really hard together to get there. So it's been fun. It's been a great time.
Brilliant. John, from a channel programs and what you've been up to perspective, can you sort of walk us through the highlights of 2016?
Sure. Thanks, Rob. A few things. First of all, I just wanted to thank our partner community for helping us achieve remarkable results this year. We're excited and certainly appreciate their business. Pretty straightforward, Rob. We have a very clear strategy. Everyone in the company knows where we're going, where we're heading, how we're getting there. We are faster to execute. We make decisions quicker. And frankly, we're taking more risk. And I think that's welcome news to the partner community. We've seen a complete transformation in the company, including our entire solution lineup, whether you look at security around our print or you look at some of the form factors in our personal systems business. It's just been a busy, fast-paced year with lots of success. And, of course, we owe that success to our partners who really have been there with us through the transition, through the change, through the first year, and it's just been very, very positive. So very excited about how our fiscal year 16 finished, and we're off to a similar start in our first quarter for our new fiscal year. So everything's been very positive. We're excited here. I think the partner community is excited, and all partners, distributors, you know, the DRC channel, national partners, we're extending our breadth to, through the SM partners that cover SMB. So it's been great, exciting, and we're very pleased. It's great also to have Marianne on board, somebody who clearly understands how the channel operates. And we've always said that we're a channel-centric company with the almost 100% of our business going through the channel. And, you know, bringing on and having Marianne with us really just makes that point that much more clear. We are channel focused, and now we have a leader who, you know, I can't think of anybody who understands the, as Marianne states, the value chain of the channel. So very excited. Numbers are great.
All right. Perfect. Talking to your friends at distribution, I've been surprised how many have been very excited about what's going on in terms of the business around print and around client PCs and related devices. From an HP perspective, what kind of drove the agenda this year? What did you guys see as driving the business?
I mean, driving the business is always around what is the end customer's primary requirements. What does that world look like as we go forward? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, the current state, if we look at the environment of our end customers, everyone is very focused on security. And at HP, we've done a lot of good work within our technology development to make sure that we deliver the world's most secure printer. And I think there's new information coming out about secure PCs, well, the world's most secure PCs. So we're focused on security because that is a, you know, a concern everywhere with our customers, and we obviously want to make sure that we align to those requirements. So that's exciting on the print stuff, as well as the PageWide technology and our entree into the A3 space as well. If we look at our PCs, and we talked about it being the most secure in the world as well, the PC, if you've not seen them lately, Rob, or any of our channel partners or people listening to this, please take a look at our PCs again. They are beautiful. They truly are. We've taken the PC and made it, and what's the tagline we've been using, something like consumer sexy and commercial ready. So we make sure that they are attractive, that the end consumer wants to carry HP technology, and we know that it's ready for the commercial environment, for the IT departments and everyone else, in order to make sure that it works and is secure in their environment. So we're doing some really good work there.
That's kind of been the trade-off, hasn't it, for a number of years. You could have the sleek and sexy consumer device, or you could have the device that IT approved, and never the twain shall meet. That sounds like it has come to an end.
It's absolutely come to an end. It's come to a fantastic beginning for any customer that chooses HP, because you're going to have that. And if we look at the workforce overall, everyone's carrying a PC, and they want it to be a badge of honor. They want it to be a good-looking device that speaks to their personality, if you will. And that's especially paramount with the millennial generation that are, you know, the largest cohort in our workforce today. So the fact that we're delivering on that is very exciting. And our customers, our end customers, are responding to it in such a positive way that naturally our distribution and our reseller partners, as they see these machines, as they use them, it's a great experience for them. And it's a great experience for them when they go and have conversations with customers. So I'm excited that they're excited.
Right on. John, I know managed print has also been a large priority at HP for some time. Can you give us a little bit of an update on how that is going in terms of managed print in the channel and maybe sort of where you see that going over the next year?
Yeah, so we continue to have a very, very strong performance in managed print, particularly in places where our channel partners drive their own managed print services, and we align extremely strategically with them. And I think, you know, there's been so much evolution in our print solutions, particularly around security, you know, with our Sure Start technology, which really leads to self-healing BIOSes, our whitelisting, which basically – is all about firmware integrity and real-time intrusion as well. So, you know, we're continuing to evolve the portfolio, and it allows our partners that are focused in MPS to really bring additional value and discussion to a customer that has meaningful implications to them. We all know what security means to customers, and so we've invested significant dollars in security around print, and that's just, you know, adding to what has already been a very robust portfolio and solution for our partners that focus in on MPS. So it's been very strong. In fact, our MPS partners, if you look at our overall numbers, are our fastest growing partners when it comes to print hardware and supplies. So the strategy is working. We're executing aggressively, and we see that continuing in the future. In fact, we see it accelerating because of our recent announcement to acquire Samsung's printing division. So we're very excited about it. The message is resonating with the partners, and it's driving the results we want.
All right, great. Across the business, can you give me some insights on what you're expecting from 2016, both in the Canadian market in general and in terms of sort of direction for HP Canada?
In 2017, we're going to continue to focus like we did in 2016 and just continue to execute strongly on our strategy. We're not wavering from our strategy. That's our North Star. So we'll continue to focus in our core business, which is to drive preference and continue our market share growth and gains in commercial PC space, as well as in the print. We have number one market share. We're going to continue to do great work in that space. We're going to continue to focus in our core areas as well as position ourselves in the arenas of growth. If we look at areas like the launch of our X3 technology, I don't know if you've seen that, Rob, but this is our device. It's basically a desktop in your pocket.
Yep.
That is a robust computer as well as a phone as well as everything else, and provides true mobility in a different way. So, you know, we come up with an entirely new category that we can enable our customers to be able to serve their customers and to create competitive advantage in their environments. So we're going to continue to focus on that. And then again, we're going to continue to provide new technologies for the futures, whether it's immersive technology or 3D printing. So, again, continue to focus in those areas, continue to be aggressive with our partners in order to win, take risks, and be bold, and continue our growth pattern.
All right, John, and from a channel program and facing point of view, can you share what's in store for partners over the course of 2017?
Yeah, I think it's more of the same, Rob. I mean, I think one of the things that you know, we wanted to make sure that we execute on is a very consistent strategy. And so what you'll see from HP Canada and frankly all of HP is this notion of keep reinventing. So our expectations are that we will continue to drive innovation in all facets of the market in which we compete. We will continue to focus on partner competence. So partners that focus in, say, for example, supplies or print hardware or MPS or in the client space, you know, we're recognizing and rewarding those partners for that specific discipline. So we're really, really defining our channel very clearly, and really not offering the same to everybody, but just really offering what makes most sense for that particular partner in the businesses that they compete in. So we'll continue to see that focus in our programs. And we have high expectations of ourselves and of our partners, and there's no reason why we wouldn't. We've brought incredible technology. We're doing it at a rapid pace. We're making bold strategic acquisitions. We're getting very aggressive in the market. It's driving the results we need, and we'll continue to do more of that in fiscal year 17 and in, of course, the 2017, the new year.
All right, brilliant. As you're both out there talking to channel partners, what is the mood in the channel, both in terms of the market and their prospects for growth over 2017? Just curious to kind of get the pulse of the partner, as it were, as we head into the new year.
It's an interesting time in our partner community and our industry overall, because everyone's transforming.
Yep.
There's so many different transformative agents and things of change right now in the market. So what I find is the mood is that all our partners are looking to advance, not dissimilar to HP, similar to HP, in that they're advancing their core business, and they're also looking for areas of growth and where their future is. So they're in their own transformational phases, and it's exciting to me because we align with a lot of those movements. Mm. So where we've, you know, as a device company, and I don't mean to minimize it, it's an awesome thing, companies that we work with that are resellers that have a security practice that have historically not looked at the devices the same way are now engaging with us differently because they're looking at their entire security practice end to end and including devices in their portfolio. And then we have the other resellers that were predominantly device resellers that do the entire portfolio around devices and managing that. Mm-hmm. They're also looking at how do they take our security message to have a stronger dialogue with their customers. It's an interesting time in the reseller community.
It seems that always it's an interesting time in the reseller community, often for different reasons. But I would echo that sentiment. Before we wrap, just wanted to give you both a chance to offer any shout out or parting shots to the channel community that you wanted to get out there.
Well, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you very much to the entire channel community because we are together a wonderful group that together are helping elevate Canadian business and Canadian public sector in order to succeed in their local geography, their regional or in the country overall, and on a global stage, if you will. So thank you. And I'm honored to work alongside the channel to be able to do these things for the betterment of the Canadian economy overall. If you haven't looked at our technology, take a look at it again. It is outstanding. You will win with HP. And we are dedicated and committed to working with our partners to win together.
All right, great. John, any parting shots?
No, I think Mary Ann pretty much said it all. We partners are central to everything we do. We go to the partners first, seek advice on strategic priorities for us and how we align with them. That'll continue to happen. It's been a stellar year, and I really do believe that we have a stronger offering to our partners. Our partners are very receptive to what we're bringing to market, I wish them all the best in the new year, and I thank them as Mary Ann did for all the wonderful things they've done for us this year. So. Well done, everybody, and thank you so much for your loyalty to HP.
All right, brilliant. Hey, thank you both very much for your time. Appreciate having you on the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
So there you have it. A look back at 2016 and a look forward at 2017 directly from Mary Ann Yule and John Camilleri of HP Canada. I'd like to thank Mary Ann, John, and HP for their continued sponsorship of the site and helping us bring this to you. The New Year's podcast series continues later this week, when this Thursday we'll be joined by Mark Collins, Vice President of Partners for Cisco Canada, who will recount highlights of 2016 and offer his predictions for 2017. But until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.